It was 1751, but who knew then that a child would be born to be a president? As a kid, he was frail and often sick, but he fought through it all and entered politics. You see, the man of whom we speak did so many things, like help to form a government for the colonies. He proposed a strong federal system because the first was weak. With three branches, it would be strong enough to keep. We're talking about the father of the Constitution, about the author of the Bill of Rights. We're talking about America's fourth president, a man who would stand up and fight, someone who learned from mistakes and made things right again. One of the first democratic republicans. We're talking about James Madison. We're talking about James Madison. Madison was friends with other Federalists. He and Hamilton and John Jay published papers in the press. Although anonymous, these essays informed the people then that they needed a stronger federal government. But the Federalist Papers did not convince everyone, especially those in New York and Virginia. So Madison wrote the Bill of Rights, and by 1790 the new Constitution had been ratified. We're talking about the father of the Constitution, about the author of the Bill of Rights. We're talking about America's fourth president, a man who would stand up and fight, someone who learned from mistakes and made things right again. One of the first democratic republicans. We're talking about James Madison. We're talking about James Madison. Now he became a congressman and served four terms. He was a very vocal critic of President Washington. So he joined Jefferson and made a brand new party, the Democratic Republicans. Now were a political force. After serving as Secretary of State for Thomas Jefferson, he